So I'm going to show you how to see past time, and it's really easy. It's probably easier than anything, really. Now, it's not exactly like you think. See, you don't want to... Everybody talks about time travel. Well, you already are a time traveler. You don't want to be in time because the word time is befallen. When you study the word time, you realize it means to befall. You're in a cycle repeat. Every day is the same. And so how do you see outside of time? You have to realize time is a cycle, and anytime you have a cycle, you have a birthing system. Right? So what's the purpose of the birthing system? It's to move you from the flesh mind, the old Adam, to the spirit mind, the new Adam. To move you outside of time into the now. And once you understand that everything is the now, you can see the precogs and the postcogs. You can also see how your mind, your thoughts are connected, and what you do in, you know, your thoughts, your emotions, your every part of you is connected to the spirit. So if I think about a football tomorrow, right now, a football will show up tomorrow. And it might not show up tomorrow, it might be the next day. But if you sow a pattern of thinking about a football is going to appear. Why? Because your mind is outside of time. Your mind is spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And so when you reflect upon stuff, whether it's a football, whether it's some tape, or whatever it is, when you reflect upon something, it causes a reflection because your mind is spirit. The material realm, the material realm, is the birthing realm. The spirit realm is the seed planting. The object lesson is clear, a man and a woman. The man has the seed, the woman has the womb. And so the seed goes into the womb and makes a copy. So your thoughts are spirit, the seed, it goes into the Mother Earth program, the womb, Mother Earth, the hologram, and it makes a copy. So to see outside of time, how do you do this? You realize that pattern was created before the foundation world, at the point where the lamb slain before the foundation world. The lamb slain before the foundation world. You have to realize that pattern was created long before anything else. That's your pattern of all things. What happened at the cross? The death, the burial, the resurrection, the womb, the death, which is the womb. Eve is a piece cut off. She's the flesh side of Adam. She has the womb, the mother of all living. So the seed goes into the womb, gives new life. But the seed has to go into the earth, the womb of the earth. Jesus had to come down and split space-time. Because he was sowing seed, and those who receive the truth get new life. So the man and the woman create new life, but the seed has to go into the womb of your heart. The heart's deceitfully wicked. It's dark. The womb is a dark place. The womb of the earth, 6 foot under. Man is buried 6 foot under the grave, graven. So when you engrave something, you write something. So the man is engraving in the womb a copy of himself. It comes back. The DNA of the man and the woman creates a copy, a child, an offspring. So when you try to describe something, you describe it. You describe it. You write it. You engrave it. Where did it come from? What happened at the cross? Everything is a piece cut off from the cross, cut. Everything is being turned or reflected back. So everything in front of you, anything that you choose to do, anything that you're trying to do, right? Whatever it is, it could be investing or whatever. You have to turn it over in your mind. You have to turn the thoughts. You have to turn stuff over in your mind. You have to cut a path, cut a groove. So you bring by your motion, by your actions, you're cutting and turning and moving to a new state. From a lower state to the next state, from glory to glory, right? If you're saved, you're moving from glory to glory. If you're not saved, you're moving from sin to sin to sin. Is it worse? You're going downward. It's a spiral downward. That's why the Democrats pretty much are destroying themselves. They always destroy themselves. The evil, the anti-hero always destroys themselves in the end. If you're smart enough to see through this thing, you can just sit back and you can just let people who are your enemy destroy themselves. You just sit back and you just take up your cross. They will destroy themselves eventually. The only reason they continue is they vampire off of other people. People, they want people to enable them and to prop them up, and so they just vampire off of other people. But when people wake up to it, they know it, so they have to get rid of it, and then they go to another one, and it's just, but they still are destroying themselves because they're creating patterns of destruction, and you reap what you sow in the hologram. It's like being in the elevator cube. So seeing past time. So now that you hear that, you want to see past time, right? There's nothing new under the sun. You have to go to the root. You want to see past time? Forget the technology. You know, you might say, well, technology, yeah, maybe technology gets better and better, but your phone tablet that you type into is no different than a clay tablet. It's still the same concept. An electric car or a gas car is no different than riding a horse. You're still moving from destination A to destination B. The way you make money might be different on a computer instead of farming, but it's still the same process. You're still going to work, going home. The computer might be doing the work for you, but you got to maintain the computer, you know. Long story short, yes, technology changes, and it's supposed to make life easier, but why did it make life worse? Because it's a sacrificial redemptive system, and man is trying to get out of the sacrifice part. But actually, the more you sacrifice, the more you can rise up. And it's not that you do try to be like a self, what's the word? Immolator, where they, you're not trying to hurt yourself, but you are dying daily. There's going to be sacrifice. Anytime you want to learn something, learn a new trade, get a college degree, there's going to be sacrifice. You're going to have to endure some stuff and sacrifice some stuff. But there's always resurrection, right? You're walking by faith. So in time is befallen. And so you need something outside of time. What is outside of time? Truth. Eternal truth. So you realize that the temporal truth is the sine wave. Up and down, up and down. The stock market is going up, it's going down. The nations are going up, they're going down. But you need eternal truth outside the sine wave, because the sine wave can be represented as a clock. Up and down. Time. So you need eternal truth. And when you get the eternal truth, all the waves of time. All you had to do is look at history, look at the past, look at your parents, look at your grandparents. You already know what's going to happen before it happens. You can actually sew new patterns. Let's say your dad had a pattern of drinking and it seemed to be a bloodline. Well, you can sew new patterns and choose not to drink. But you have to figure out why they went to drinking. What pushed them to drinking? What pushed them to drugs? What pushed them to the destructive behavior? And so you have to be able to get eternal truth, get your identity in Christ, and you don't repeat the pattern. You sew the pattern in time. So you can actually use time, even though it's befallen, against itself, because you know it's just a cycle repeat. So you can step outside of time with eternal truth, sow seeds of truth, and you insert the seed in the time, and you know the next day that seed that you inserted is going to be a harvest. Onefold, twofold, fivefold, tenfold, a hundredfold, a thousandfold. Over time, you keep repeating that same positive seed, you're going to get a harvest. If you start to see a negative seed being implanted, you change it. You change the pattern. So you have to step outside of time with eternal truth. And when you understand the eternal truth, then what happens? You see past time. Once saved, always saved. Faith alone and Jesus alone. Walking in the Spirit, not of works, lest any man should boast. Take up your cross and follow. Die daily. Sleep your 8 hours. What am I trying to tell you? You create a pattern today. The reason there's a harvest tomorrow is because it's the same day. You're just seeing that pattern reflect back. And if you create a pattern long enough, it turns into an exponential, a reward, a rebound. Because you've sown a pattern that's not easily broken. The twofold cord is not easily broken. A threefold cord is really strong. So you've created patterns, and it's hard to break that pattern. Whether it's a positive or negative, but Ephesians 4 says, put off the old man and put on the new man. So when you put on the new man with eternal truths, you see past the temporal, repeat, drama, Draco, Ma, sine wave, sin wave, time has befallen. So when you're stepping and walking and thinking and acting and believing and speaking eternal truths, then you're outside of time. And so when somebody comes up with these false doctrines and doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils and fear darts and all know it's the end of the world, you know that's not even true, because the Bible says world without end. And so you know that every dispensation there's a change, but you know the sun goes up and comes down. World without end. The promises of God tell you that as long as God has promised to Israel, this thing's going to continue. He made a covenant with what Noah, and the seasons are set because of what Noah did. He made a sweet smelling offering, and God made a promise to him. If you are in depression or negativity or poor mouthing or poor pitiful me or gossip or backbiting, you can change those patterns. Time is a program trying to program you through your bloodline, through your culture. But you can step outside of time and renew your mind and program your own mind with the word of truth and step outside of the time program, which is befallen, and look at eternal truth and reprogram your thinking. So you take your stinking thinking in time, in the drama, the Draco Ma system, the devil's cycle system. Adam and Eve dropped everybody down into time, but you can step outside of time by renewing your mind with eternal truth. And so you don't look at all the up and down drama, sine wave, Jerry Springer stuff going on around you. You look at eternal truth and you just keep walking that pattern, and you see a harvest. And you sow that pattern long enough, and it's hard for them to change it. And when I say them, I'm talking about the enemies, the demons, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. These spiritual forces are trying to create negative patterns, and they have to use people, but you create eternal patterns with eternal truth. Then you start to laugh at all the stuff in time, the news and the media and the fear of darts. You start to just laugh at it because you know it's temporal stuff. You're talking about eternal mindset, eternal patterns that are outside of time. Where did that term out of sight, out of mind come from? That's a truth that seems to be true. Out of sight, out of mind, right? So when I built that fence, I knew that was going to affect the neighbor. Now they're not even playing any music. They're not even in the front yard. There's no Jerry's. They're in the backyard trying to get attention from the neighbors on the backside. They have actually disappeared. Because it's eternal truth. It's an eternal principle. I'm not saying that out of sight, out of mind is in the Bible, but I'm saying there's a principle there. If you're not in their view, and they're not in your view, you're not seeing, you're not planting a seed, you're not reflecting that. You're pretty much setting a boundary and saying, I don't want to see you, I don't want to hear you. And so you're creating a pattern that you don't see them and you don't hear them. That's just like a narcissist. So you break up with a narcissist Jezebel. They try to get back in, but you keep sowing the pattern of putting up boundaries and walls and fences. And eventually they go away and you don't see them anymore. There's going to be a blip in the matrix where they try to appear. But you just keep sowing the pattern. You don't talk about it. You don't think about it. You move on. And eventually they go away. So the out of sight, out of mind, out of here, out of the ear gate, out of mind. Don't think about it. Don't look at it. Don't meditate on it. And it goes away because it's out of your mind. And if it's out of mind, it's out of sight. You can sow seeds, eternal seeds, in the temporal realm, which is time. You create a harvest. You might have to change some patterns that are hard to change because you've sowed, whether it's washing dishes, cleaning the toilet, sweeping, washing clothes, doing exercise, drinking more water, sleeping more. You might have to do change some patterns, but once you start changing patterns and you do it, you're going to see a harvest inside of time, but you're outside of time, and you're just kind of watching. You're sitting back saying, wow, this is amazing. You can actually sow seed in time by renewing the mind. And it has to reflect back, because when you reflect upon something, that's the reflecting upon. Everything in front of you, the earth, it's just a mirror image. God had to give you a place to live in that kind of represents you, because you can only understand what you are. What's in you, you can only understand. In other words, the earth is clay. You're clay. The earth has water. You have the composition of the sea is similar to your blood composition. A tree is upright. You stand upright. When you sleep, you're horizontal. So people who are dead are in the grave horizontal. So you sleep represents death. Get up, you walk around. The more you walk, the more you lose weight. You exercise. You get stronger. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that if you meditate on eternal truth and not the temporal truths of the world's wisdom, then you see past time and you realize time is just a joke. Time is not what you don't want to be a time traveler because you already are. You want to escape time. And the way to escape time is look for the patterns, the archetypes, the repeats, and see the symbols and the shapes, whether it's an Amazon box or a Home Depot box, they're still boxes. A box within a box within a box. You see the patterns. And if there's patterns everywhere, you can actually sow patterns, eternal truths, and create a harvest that is exponential because the spirit realm is way higher than the natural realm. And if you're sowing seed in the spirit, there's no way that a base nature creature can keep up with you. A base nature creature is sowing seed in time in the flesh, which is the lower realm, and you're sowing seed in the eternal realm, which is way, 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 way higher than the natural realm. So you're going to just leave them in the dust. It's like an 8-cylinder engine and a 4-cylinder racing each other. As soon as you push the gas, you leave them in the dust. Because you're sowing spiritual seed, eternal seed, that's eternal and spiritual, and they're sowing seed of the natural and the flesh, and you're leaving them so far behind, they can't ever catch up. The only way they are able to catch up is like Wile E. Coyote, try to pull you down. You're the roadrunner. And the only way they can do it, pull you down to the energy of the flesh. And then you play on their field and they know how to play that game because they win every time. But if you play on the spiritual field, they can never catch you because it's like an 8-cylinder outrunning a 4-cylinder. They can't win. Because they're in time. They're sowing seeds of destruction. You're sowing seeds of life outside of time. And so time is going to follow you. Time is going to follow your patterns instead of you following the patterns of the befallen world. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's really easy. Eternal truth supersedes temporal truth of the world. And if you have eternal truth encoded in your heart, your mind, your soul, you think it, you drink it, you saturate your mind with it, then you are way high above what they don't even understand you. They're looking at you in shock, like, how do you do that? How do you function? Because you're outside of time. In your mind, in your spirit. They're in time. They're worried about the cares of this life. You don't think about the cares of this life because you know the eternal truth that God is a provider. God is a sustainer. God guides and leads and protects. You walk by faith, not by sight. They walk by sight, and so their ship gets capsized. You walk by faith, and you just keep on floating. It's really easy. It's really easy. I mean, it's so easy. I don't even have... All you have to do is read Ephesians 4. Put on the new man, put off the old man. Tie it all together. Time means befall. Time is a cycle. The womb. You're in the womb of the earth, but spiritually you're seated in the heavenlies. So if you're walking it down here in this womb, this dark place where the devil rules, and you're seated in the heavenlies and you're not thinking like the devil, you're thinking like Christ, then you're actually able to walk in the matrix, but you're seated in the spirit. You're walking in this dead system. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. So the spirit is higher than the death. So the spirit will quicken your mortal bodies. And so you can step outside of time from an eternal perspective. Because you don't want to be in time. Because if you're in time, you're depressed, you're angry, you're sad, you're bitter, and you're all that stuff. But you're outside of time. It doesn't matter what they do. You already are secure. You get your identity in Christ. You don't get your identity in a house or a car or a job or anything down here. Your identity is in the heavenlies. That's how you leave time. That's how you're able to see the same patterns repeat. And he's like, it's a joke. It becomes a joke. Time is a joke. The system is a joke. It's all fake. And they want you to prop up their system. Apostle Paul said, give honor to whom's honor due. Play the game while you're down here. Yeah, they play their little game, but you see past it. It's just a game. It's a devil's game. It's a pride war. It's a comparing yourself with one another war down here. It's just a game. And you see past it. There's a lot of these narcissists, they're stuck in it. They've sold their soul to the devil, but they want to see you escape it. They actually might care about you, but they can't tell you because they've already sold their soul. But they know you're not of it, so they're trying to show you by the cycle repeat. They do the same stuff every day, every week. They're actually trying to tell you without telling you because they know they're stuck and they don't want you to be stuck. They're jealous of your freedom, but at the same time, they respect you for your freedom because you're outside of their silliness. Anyway, it's really easy, to be honest with you.